Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there completely free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So Saturday night, it was Halloween Eve, and I really wanted to talk about the requisite Halloween stories that we like to every single year here on Free Talk Live, and we didn't get to a single
one. But you wanted to start out with something else, so, you know.
Yeah, I did. We had the Voice of Liberty on tour on, and I think they're a little more important than a requisite story, so we had them on instead. And, of course, they're at libertyontour.com. But I still have the piece that I thought was most interesting of all of them, and that is the Hell House. And, of course, Michelle is with us here tonight as one of the resident Christians on the program. We just had a nice
so hilarious
conversation about Christianity during the break, and hopefully some of that will carry over here into this, because they're happening. They happen every single year. And, Michelle, you actually said you were unfamiliar with the Hell House concept.
Correct.
Essentially, I believe it's mostly an evangelical thing, but I'm not sure. I think it probably
is. I don't know if it's evangelical as much as it's certainly hellfire, brimstone kind of a belief. And I would ask, Michelle, different Christians believe different things on this subject.
Oh, no.
Do you believe that hell exists?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get into that in a moment here. that's more of the theological side
right.
of things. Let's talk about the reality side of what these things are, these houses. And I'm curious as to what you think about this, Michelle. The Corpse of Abby, this is from the Charleston City Paper in South Carolina at charlestoncitypaper.com. The corpse of Abby Endicott lay before me, blood staining her face and neck. The SUV that had struck her was empty, its hood covered with the carcass of a waiter. Other bodies were strewn about the sidewalk cafe, like that of Abby's brother, unconscious, and her mother, Carol, dead. The driver, a teenage girl whose shirt advertised her senior status in high school, was in a fit of hysteria, confused words spewing out of her mouth. She'd been texting while driving, she frantically explained.
Is texting while driving a sin now? Go ahead.
And her dad was going to kill her. Meanwhile, the tweenage girls next to me locked arms, bracing themselves against the shocking yet exciting imagery. Despite the carnage we just witnessed, the jovial curiosity that they had at the beginning of the night lingered. A group of eight or so kids, joined by a couple of chaperones, a set of parents with their son, two adult women, and myself and my two friends, were directed to turn around by our accommodating guide, a sweet woman. We now faced Abby and Carol's funeral. It was only moments earlier that I saw Abby's day unfold. Breakfast with her family, her trip to her friend's church, her decision to accept Jesus as her savior, and Carol's skepticism at the idea. And as Charleston Baptist Church's Judgment House was about to show me, this decision changed Abby's eternal fate. The church used its West Ashley facility to present the story of the Endicotts as an evangelical Christian alternative not only to traditional Halloween, but to the darker and more violent hell houses that have garnered so much controversy in the last 20 years. William S. Poole, a professor of American religion in the history department at the College of Charleston, says, "I do see it as a historical phenomenon." See, Poole has explored hell houses in his books Satan in America, The Devil We Know, and Monsters in America, Our Historic Obsession with the Hideous and the Horrible, which will be released in 2011. He said that, "I think it does grow out of the satanic panic, which was this concern that swept the country in the 1980s and the early 90s.
Aha! Way to hell!
That there was some sort of this satanic underground that was operating. What went along with that was a nervousness about Halloween itself and the idea that Halloween was somehow a satanic holiday, and so the Hell House was going to be this Christian version of Halloween. It was something that Christians could do with Halloween." Because a lot of Christian churches, you know, would prohibit any participation in Halloween, and therefore, because kids would want to participate in Halloween, because it's fun, getting dressed up in candy and making things, that's fun. And so, in many cases, if they were in a very devout Christian family, a child would be very upset or depressed that they wouldn't be able to participate in the Halloween party at school. I remember there was usually one or two kids that would go to the, they would go to the office and they'd sit there throughout the Halloween party when I was in elementary school, and that's a bummer for kids. And so Christian churches.
This happened at my Christian school. There was, as I recall,
they had a Halloween party.
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay.
Well, the whole thing, though. Okay, now let's talk about. I mean, you can't. You can have a Halloween party, but you can't sing Christmas songs. So public schools. Let's just abolish them. Boom.
Oh no. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that.
Is it okay?
But that's one of the reasons these hell houses came about is for the Christians to create something for their flock
to do on
Halloween. Indeed.
Yeah, they have harvest festivals and they have trunk or trick.
What's that?
Where they have, that's a big thing in Park City, Utah, with the Mormons, where they have trunks, and you go around and their cars are out there, and there are goodies in the trunk, and they, you know, everyone dresses up, and whatever. You know, is this part of the clown posse thing is what I want to know.
Is this
a way to get people converted by, you know.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. Okay. The Hell House is essentially scare people into joining up with the church. Usually there's a pitch at the very end to join the church after the folks have gone through this maze of just horrific scenes.
It's not a pitch to join the church. I mean, effectively that's what it is, but it's a threat of going to hell is what it is.
Yeah, the Bible I read says, Jesus said, they'll know you by your fruit, mm-hmm. and clothe and feed orphans and widows, and love people. So if those three things are the criteria that Jesus, who is the author of my faith, laid out, I don't really see how telling people that is really going to bring about their conversion, personally.
Well, I can tell you that I firmly believe that the reason that Christianity is the pinnacle of religion evolution in today's society, the reason that there are more Christians, as I understand it, in the world than there is in any other religion, is because they have the carrot and the stick. They have the carrot of heaven, but they've got the stick of hell. And it just doesn't exist in too many other religions.
So Islam's the fastest growing religion.
They've got 70 virgins.
They've
got the carrot and the stick, too. So that's all I've got to say on those subjects. It's the carrot and the stick is what's effective. And what I find, many Christians will say something like, well, look, I've got my faith, you've got whatever you've got over there, and if I'm right, I go to heaven, if I'm wrong, I go into the ground, what did I lose? And they really don't, what they don't take into consideration is, what about all those other religions out there? But then when you examine those other religions, most religions don't threaten you with a hell if you're bad, or reward you with a heaven if you're good. They just have, you know, whatever afterlife they have, or whatever it is. So there's not that the carrot and the stick is extraordinary. Effective
Let me tell you more about the Hell Houses, since Michelle is fairly unfamiliar, and I'm sure many of our listeners are unfamiliar as well. The origin of Hell Houses isn't entirely clear, although churches in Colorado and Texas lay claim. They began getting national attention with a publication of a Boston Globe article in the late 90s. The Trinity Church Assembly of God in Cedar Hill, Texas, garnered controversy by depicting a school shooting in the wake of Columbine and an attack at a nearby church. In 2001, the documentary Hell House followed Trinity's yearly production. Evangelical churches generally host the houses, and evangelicals generally attend them. They're mostly centered in parts of the country where faith is the strongest, like Texas, Colorado, and South Carolina. Poole thinks the evangelical groups that stage Hell Houses believe that America is under siege by dark forces. They're being Christian warriors by doing this, he says, especially when it's youth groups involved. They're kind of underscoring their support for the parents' values. In the Hell Houses, attendees are pretty much guaranteed to see a few specific scenarios. Teens die in an alcohol-fueled car wreck. A gay man succumbs to AIDS.
There's always the gay guys. Jesus hates fags. Come on. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what the Bible says, you know?
It doesn't say that. And there's nowhere in the Bible.
From what I've been able to tell, the ascertain, the Bible says that homosexuality is an abomination. That's all I can tell. I don't think that's a good way to convert our homosexual friends to whatever religion it is you want. But
sexual sin, we'll use that terminology, sexual sin, whether it's sex outside of marriage or sex with someone you don't love or homosexual sin, is the only sin listed in the Bible. It's sin against your own body. That's not a sin of aggression against anyone else. And so for me, I just say that's your own business. Between y'all, you know? It's my business what I do, too.
All right, more coming up here. We'll tell you more about the Hell Houses. If you've been involved in a Hell House or have attended one of these, you want to tell your story, you're certainly welcome to. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features we have there for you for free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. So head over there and enjoy those features, which include things like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact over there at cam.freetalklive.com. We've got our Cam Nixon with the chat page, so you can chat and watch and listen all at the same time. And it's all free. cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. They are memorydealers.com.
So we're sharing with you the requisite story, at least from my perspective, about the Hell House. I always enjoy talking about these because I think they're such an unusual phenomenon. I guess maybe not so unusual anymore, but we're sitting here with Michelle. And
remember, it's only in America.
Yeah, we're sitting here with Michelle, and she is a Christian, and she's never even heard of the Hell House before. So, so clearly it is still to some extent unusual. But you'll find them in more of the evangelical areas of the country. And I recall even, I do recall going to one of these as a kid in Sarasota, Florida. So
I went to one in Palmetto.
Yeah.
I missed out, obviously.
Now, this was at a Baptist church, not an evangelical church.
Yeah, I don't recall what kind of church the one I went to was, but they're pointing out there's certain things that you typically will see at a so-called Hell House. This is the Charleston City paper reporting on this in South Carolina. You'll see teens dying in an alcohol-fueled car wreck, a gay man succumbing to AIDS, and a girl graphically hemorrhaging after a botched abortion procedure.
Oh, gosh.
All of these poor, departed souls are taken by a taunting demon-like figure to the house's version of hell, unless they accept Jesus into their lives before they die. Then they get to go to heaven. Most of the scandal created by these houses doesn't seem to come so much from what they're trying to say, but how they say it. Borrowing a horror film aesthetic, some churches used real animal entrails during particularly horrific moments. It's things that most parents who are in that tradition would never allow their kids to see in another setting. In a theater, for example, says Poole, but this is their expert. But because the goal is seeing it as a conversion and convincing people of the literal possibility as hell, then this is seen as an acceptable kind of presentation. They also employ the most basic and negative cliché in presenting homosexuality, rape, and suicide. Mm. And at the end, a clergy member or volunteer will give the audience a choice. They can let Jesus into their hearts, or they can reject him. They can let the host church counsel them, pray with them, and possibly convert them, or they can make a decision that the church believes you will regret for all eternity. But Hell Houses aren't the only evangelical spook houses around. After the backlash that many churches received, some turned to a cuddlier version of the Hell House. Judgment Houses.
Judgment Houses.
Wow.
Have replaced
this is embarrassing.
Why would you say that?
Oh.
What's embarrassing?
I just think that there is such an incredible shortage of love and grace and empathy and compassion and kindness and...
So scaring people isn't the way to get them to come to church? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's representational of what Jesus Christ did when he walked the earth. You know, if you believe the Bible and you know, other historical documents to be true. And I don't think it's effective. And I don't think the means justifies.
But isn't that really their big, isn't that really their most effective thing is to scare people into joining up? Isn't that kind of the big push for Christians?
It wasn't effective for Michelle.
It wasn't effective for me. I mean,
worked for you? Because you came in, I heard you guys talking during the break, you came in from the outside of Christianity. You weren't raised in a Christian household?
No. I was raised Catholic, but I didn't believe at all. Not at all. And I believe that if there was a God, he certainly had not made things easy for me, and I hated him.
Mm. You know? That's what they call a Maltheist,
yeah.
Actually, is the term.
A Maltheist.
Yeah. Maltheist.
Meaning what?
A person that believes God is bad.
Ah.
Yeah.
But it's always
based... mean to me, maybe. I don't know.
It's always based upon the Christian concept of God, essentially, that I've heard of, is that, you know, that he follows these rules or whatever in your understanding of the world.
So what part of the pitch was...
I had a radical conversion, you know... He heard God's voice and miracles and, you know, got healed from things. So it was quite a story. I'd be happy to tell it to you sometime. But you know, that aside, what I've seen is to be the most effective is kindness and being loving. And you know,
like, I want to be around this group of people.
So yeah, there's nothing worse than, I remember when the whole abortion thing came up, I've never had an unwanted pregnancy. I was pregnant 3 times. I have 3 children. I'm glad that I was never in a situation where I was pregnant and didn't want to be. I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, I can't imagine being in that situation and having someone stand out in front of a clinic when I thought that there is absolutely no other option for me, and I'm scared and I'm upset and I'm hormonal, I'm freaking out and I'm broke and I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. So I think that the only option is to go and have something ripped out of my body or sucked out or whatever, and someone is standing in front of me saying, you're going to go to hell and you're a murderer, as opposed to, can I take you home and I will pay and support you while you are pregnant and I will adopt your baby.
I think that that is where...
One comes from love, the other doesn't.
In that particular area where Christians really could win rather than this whole, keeping a specimen jar full of dead baby parts or whatever it is that they shake at people at these things. I find it disgusting, and I believe that abortion's wrong too. So,
But Jesus hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes. He wasn't hanging out with the... And tax collectors were the most hated people at the time. And wasn't hanging out with the... With
the flock.
The upper crust, the do-gooders, the Judge Burks.
What was the sign? I mean, you mentioned the...
I'd like to tell about my Hell House story here.
Yeah, okay.
I had a girlfriend who went with me at the time.
How old were you?
In my early 30s.
Oh, okay.
Kind of went on a lark, essentially, with some friends of hers.
How did you find out about it?
Some friends of hers wanted to go to this, and I don't remember exactly.
Were they evangelical Christians?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay.
I think not, but we went to this Hell House, and it was mostly on a lark. And
usually that's how it happens, though, right? Like, the evangelicals will try to bring their friends to the Hell House.
Could be. I just can't remember.
Because how many people are going to see this in the newspaper and say, yeah, let's go. I really want to go see the Christian Hell House, if they're not already interested in that kind of thing.
So what I don't believe I did was prepare her for the inevitable altar call that was going to be her end. And
where they ask you to join you to
this thing was high end. Yes, it was high end and horrifying. It was absolutely a really great Hell House. And
like they put a lot of money in. And
yeah, this girl was scared and convinced.
The girl you were with.
Yes. And she looks at me like, are you going to go up there? I don't know whether she's like, is it okay for me to go up there, or whether she wanted me to go up there with her, or whatever it is she wanted. My only answer to her when she looked at me pleadingly was no. And I found my experience with Christianity to be extraordinarily damaging for me.
So you weren't willing to go with her to woo her?
I wouldn't
get her
have
in the
done
sack.
Anything. I'd had her in the sack many times at that point. But I had no intention of getting involved.
I walked right into that.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. 800-259-9231. If you've got a Hell House story, you're welcome to share it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned rained up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the Aqua Rain. Owning an Aqua Rain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. We've got a lot of them, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams as well as our podcasts. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get those. Of course, it's all free.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page there. Their customer service is excellent. I've walked through the process. They will walk you through every step, and you will save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. This is for any sort of ongoing medical thing. I don't think that this is quite as appropriate for you if you, say, have 1 week's worth of, you know, pain meds or something like that. This is more for people who have a ongoing thing. So there's Boniva, Ambify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, Viagra, Cialis, whatever. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the Hell House phenomenon from CharlestonCityPaper.com, and apparently there's been a lot of heat that some churches have received over their Hell House presentations, which in many cases are very graphic. They're gory and you know, violent, perhaps. They usually include certain things that are offensive as well, like, you know, suggesting that gay people are going to die from AIDS. And so they've taken a lot of heat, and so as a result, they've come out with the Judgment House, which, as one of the experts that the Charleston City Paper here is citing, says that it's essentially a kinder, gentler version of the Hell House. They have replaced the gore. These judgment houses have replaced the blatant gore with family value-based themes, avoiding the most tendentious issues. He says, I think that's been the realization for, there's been the realization for some that the Hell House pushed so many hot buttons that it turned people off, whereas the Judgment House is kinder and gentler, although it's still heavily, heavily politicized, and a lot of emphasis is on the safety of the world of Christian churches and youth groups and suburbs and all of that. New Creation Evangelism Incorporated, based in Clearwater, runs Judgment House, a company that provides scripts, including the one being used by Charleston's Baptist Church, to churches known as their covenant partners around the country, including 15 in South Carolina and the world. To date, the company's website states their scenarios have been performed in 34 states and 7 foreign countries. The 13 different stories include Web of Lies, where a young girl meets a sexual predator on the internet, and the more lighthearted Hannah's Hope, about a girl with cancer who inspires her high school and her entire community. This year, Charleston Baptist chose to perform Unexpected, which climaxes with the tragedy caused by texting and driving. The judgment houses are less confrontational, but some of them do depict hell, and there's still a hard sell at the end. It's still heavily ideological, says Poole. It's just that it's a little bit less in your face. Charleston's Baptist Church's Judgment House is in its fifth year, and Susan Murphy served as its director each time. She explains the attraction is an 8-scene walkthrough drama. She says a guide leads you from scene to scene, and a story unfolds, and you find out that their decisions in life and what might happen depending on the decisions that they make. Of course, it's Christian-based, she says. Putting the house on is a year-long process. As soon as one Halloween season is over, she's back at work finding a script for the next year. And their Judgment House is a youth-led program that ends up using 200 to 250 members of the local Christian community. 100 are used in the cast, while the others work in the background, like with counseling. Some of the program's funding comes from the church itself. The rest comes from donations. And they go on and they, you know, talk a little bit more about what the Hell Houses are. Poole visited the Washington Avenue Baptist Church Hell House in Greenville as a graduate student. Since it was the mid-90s, he couldn't make a reservation through the church's website like I did. Instead, he had to wait in a long line with kids as young as 8. Says, honestly, my own view is that it's a profoundly negative experience. It's possible that some people are joining these churches and becoming a part of these churches because of this, but the message that's communicated is that the people you disagree with over political and cultural issues are motivated by Satan, essentially. At the time, Poole was about to lose a friend to AIDS, and then he had to see a scene that exploited every kind of stereotype connected with the disease, ending with the victim getting dragged off to hell. He says it was anger-inducing and horrifying, saying this was a way to portray people that are different from you as demonic in some sense.
Wow. Well, you know, let's suspend disbelief just for a moment and approach it purely from a logical and objective argument. If, in fact, that you come from the position that you necessarily will go to hell if you do not believe, and these examples are being used, there's a disconnect there. You don't necessarily get into a car accident by texting. You don't necessarily get AIDS if you are gay. So the idea that they're using these potential, you know, outcomes to support an absolute, what they're calling an absolute outcome, I think makes it disingenuous, for one thing. And I don't think that anyone really wants to stake their eternal salvation, because that's what the claim is, on something that's insincere and disingenuous. I don't.
You know, I've got to say that I think that Christianity, although the Christians I like best are the ones that are like you, Michelle, honestly.
That
aren't going to be judgmental, that the church isn't some kind of social club.
It was
where
the pole dancing, wasn't it, Mark?
Those kind of, I don't know, the pole dancing precisely, but, you know, just that they show their religion to you by their lives and how they live, as opposed to trying to preach you into the ground and threaten you with hell and all those things. Those are the things that truly bother me, the judgmental aspect that I have seen in Christian churches up to this point. And I think that essentially comes from the side of Christianity where they threaten you with hell. I mean, hell has been a strong and motivating part of Christianity since it's been around. And, I mean, the Puritans believed that the devils lived in the woods. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's where Old Scratch was found, is out in the woods.
So an interesting aspect to the Hell House is the final scene, or the final room where questions are asked of the folks that have been going through in a group. And it brings up the psychology of groups and how people respond to questions when other people in a group do certain things. There have been studies that have been done where, you know, they'll draw lines on a piece of paper and they'll ask the group, well, you know, are all the lines the same length, and or whatever, something to that effect. And essentially the group is full of Confederates, people that are in on the study, and they all will say something like, yeah, they're all the lines at the same length. And the person who's actually being studied, the question is, will they go along with what the group says if the lines are obviously not the same length, but yet everyone in the group has said that they are? What will that person say? And so you come to the last room in this this Hell House, and as Poole journeyed through the house to hell and back, he reached the final room where a clergy member asked the group to raise their hand if they accepted Christ as their Savior. Poole didn't, something he regretted when a volunteer came up to him to counsel him on his faith.
Well, yeah, this did not happen when I went. And, you know, I can tell you that they would have picked the wrong guy in order to do this. I have a deep and abiding understanding of the Bible, and to send some hardly schooled youngster out to talk to me about why I should to join their church is a really bad idea.
Poole didn't get anything positive out of his experience. He says, I guess I wish they would go away is my final view. But Poole has never been to a judgment house. So back to the judgment house. The judgment house scenes following the accident that was described earlier were still jarring. While Abby is allowed into heaven, a cloaked figure carries Carol screaming off through a curtain. It didn't matter how good she tried to be during her life.
The cloaked figure thing I find to be theologically wrong. The devil will not drag you down to hell if, in fact, humans go to hell. And I would remain dubious. But if, in fact, that's the case, the devil wouldn't take you. God would damn you there. He would send you directly himself. And so the idea of using a cloaked figure is not theologically correct, and I think that they're misinforming people.
Well, it's hard to actually bring God into the production and have him damn anybody at that moment.
Put a giant finger. Everybody will know what you're talking about.
But it didn't matter, even if she was a Christian. What mattered was whether or not she had accepted Jesus, and the character in this particular Judgment House had not. And that's the idea the Judgment House seemed to emphasize the most. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there completely free. Head over there and get interactive in various different ways at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative offers, or options, rather. amp.freetalklive.com. This evening, it is Ian here.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the Judgment House, which is a modification of the Christian, evangelical Christian hell houses that have become so popular over the last couple of decades. The hell house is taking on a lot of critique for being too politically correct or incorrect, rather, whatever, being rude in the way they approach things, and excessively political and violent, and they've taken a lot of heat for various different reasons. And so now the Judgment House has come in, which has kind of tamed things down a little bit, but the message is still pretty clear, as the author over at CharlestonCityPaper.com points out, that it doesn't matter if you're a good person in life. It doesn't even matter if you consider yourself a Christian. What matters is whether you've accepted Jesus, and at the very end, he's describing his experience in this Judgment House. So there was two girls that died in a car crash. One of them apparently had accepted Jesus, and so she went to heaven, while the other girl, Carol, was dragged off to hell. We eventually find her in a warm and smoky room with black walls, crouched in a corner, rocking and weeping, as an intimidating man in a black T-shirt sermonizes to the audience, illustrating what hell may really be like. A younger man whimpers against a wall, his head in his knees. He, too, was a victim of the accident, but he was 18 and thought that he had all the time in the world before he needed to accept Jesus. He was wrong. And in a flash, what little light there was went out, and the screaming began. As the audience escaped the room, young men and women appeared out of nowhere, wailing, their arms shackled to the walls. After that, we were taken to heaven. We got to see what happened to Abby, who the church believed made the right decision. A chorus of white-robed angels greeted us, and we were led into the kingdom and to Jesus himself. And then Jesus hugged all of us. At the end of the night, we were taken into the final room where the acting was over and reality set in. We sat in a circle, listened to a church member explain the real reason for the judgment house as a box of tissues waited patiently on the table in the center. He asked us to close our eyes, bow our heads, and pray. The ultimate goal of these houses is to get people to accept Jesus into their lives to get saved, but generally, the people who come to them are already living with this faith. They're members of the Charleston Baptist Church or other neighboring evangelical churches. One by one, the man presented us with questions. Were we unsure where we would end up after death? Did we need to recommit ourselves to Christ? If we raised our hand in answer, we were escorted to another room. When my friends and I were asked to open our eyes, and our chance for redemption that night had passed, the room was almost empty. So what happens is the people within the church community, in this case the Charleston Baptist Church, they bring friends to this who they believe need to be saved. And then toward the very end, the very last room, they are given the opportunity to join up. And because the Hell House or the Judgment House in this case, the attendees are probably 90% or 80-90% the church members. They are, you're in that group situation where people feel pressured because while everybody else is raising their hands, you don't want to look bad by not going along with the flow. And there's that level of pressure here. And I think that's a slimy tactic, personally.
I agree.
And so, I don't know, I just wanted to share the Judgment House. So, Michelle, I mean, after absorbing all of this information about Hell Houses versus Judgment Houses, I mean, what do you think about all this as the show's resident Christian?
I'm also the show's resident toilet cleaner, too, you know, so come on now. I think it's ineffective, and I think it's disingenuous. Regarding something that you mentioned, you know, people, the good people, it doesn't matter how good you are, that doesn't determine whether you get to go to heaven or not.
Is that what you believe?
Absolutely. But there's the theological reason behind that is that it's by grace, period. So it's not whether or not you deserve something, but by the fact that you are loved and this grace and this price was paid to cover your sin.
I want to make sure I'm clear, though. In your beliefs about hell, people...
I don't have a lot of beliefs about hell, by the way.
You did say earlier that you believe in it.
But I'm not really sure. I have no determination and no judgment in who goes there and who doesn't.
This is exactly the best stance you can take as a Christian, is that, look, I don't know. God sends people to hell. I don't. I will not propose to tell who he will send and who he will not. And that's the way to best sidestep this stuff. Now, you know, the myriad of preachers out there that will use hell as a bludgeoning stick to get you to come up to that altar call so they can get those additional numbers so that they can say when they can have their little preacher conferences and sip and coffee and talk, well, I've had 150 this year come up to the altar call, or whatever it is that they do in order to get these numbers. Those folks will definitely tell you who goes to hell and who won't.
I don't claim to know anyone's heart or intentions or anything else.
But you don't think that the only factor is whether or not somebody has accepted Jesus as their personal Savior? Because that's what the tends to be the Christian message is. If you don't accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you're going to hell. It doesn't matter all the good deeds you've done.
Not just your Savior, but your Lord and Savior, so that you are actually not just, so that you praise and follow him. Yes. Yeah, I actually do believe that in order to have eternal salvation that you must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Look at you smirking over there, I know.
Oh, I'm not going to get into a theological conversation with her because my job to tear her stuff apart. For me, it's all about whether or not you're going to threaten your friends and neighbors with hell. And I find that to be the most despicable portion of Christianity.
I find that God to be particularly despicable, the idea that he's so pretentious that if you don't accept this one version of what humans claim to be the truth about accepting Jesus, that everybody else burns all damnation forever. I mean, it's
I've heard that said by a lot of anarchist atheists that, you know, that it's arrogant of God and they wouldn't want to serve a God that is as arrogant.
It's not a loving God, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That you cannot make the claim on one hand that that is an all-loving God and on the other hand send people to fiery torment.
But if you're going to say that, don't take it out of context. Remember that, I mean, if the claim is that that's what we're talking about is the biblical version, Jesus Christ himself came down and was sinless and went upon the cross and took upon all the sins of man. I'd say that's pretty loving.
We should get into the theology at a later time because Tom is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First, tell Mark he's a great American.
Hallelujah.
He's right here.
Praise the Lord.
The authority thing, was it Saturday that you guys were talking about sort of the psychological study about people in authority?
I don't know. We do it. We've mentioned it often.
That was a couple weeks ago, I think. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
It wasn't that. Oh, I was just sure it was that long. What? How much?
I don't know. We got to get your thoughts out, Tom.
We do mention.
Well, recap that just a tad. I was curious about it, but I. Didn't remember the main
question. The study about what people how people behave when they're granted a supposed position of authority.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of put themselves right into it, and
the studies have shown that the most despicable type of people are the ones that do the best in running for office, and for people that run for office, that the office itself will corrupt just about anybody who's in it. So what you end up getting at the very top are the worst people that society has to offer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, Tom, did you have any comments, or did you just want us to recap that for you?
Well, it's very interesting. I could tie it in a little bit to the Christianity thing.
Okay.
I got banned from this site not too long ago, but I had been going there for about 30 months, 2.5 years, and something happened after surviving that long. There was this one guy, this one moderator, that just fits that perfectly. For some reason, I'm kind of like you guys. I don't really show anybody any special respect or anything for being in authority.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, if they got a gun to my head or something. I'll
sure.
Whatever you say,
boss.
Suddenly they seem much more reasonable.
And so you're saying the moderator had it, had it up to his ears in authority and was acting like a jerk?
Something happened, but even worse than that, because I had survived for 2 years, and I'm not really the type. I'll debate the subjects and topics and things like that, but it's very rare that I have to get pushed pretty hard to get personal with anybody. And for 2 years I survived, and anyway, it must have been something against me having to do with that authority.
Yeah. Now people with authority tend to get a little hair up their butt. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.